Pashtas development is Pshat. What is the Pshat of Chum Tzara Agrif? The more that a person is Tereyach, the more that a person is Amel, he gets a schar lefum tzare agre. Tzavad ha'em eseichet. But as mevur in Sforim in the Rishonim, that lefum tzare agre also goes on the kinyan of Teira. The more that a person is Amel b'teira, the more that a person is yogea b'teira, the more tzar that he has, his kinyan and Teira becomes a bigger kinyan. Mol Yutomea, you see one person grows a lot, and the other person doesn't grow. The more omol, the more yagir that a person has, he has a better kinyan in the Teira. And Chazal gave us a shiur. Chazal say, Echot betzar, yeser mimer shaloi betzar. Echot betzar, echot yeser mimer shaloi betzar. Dino, it's P male. It's not P1, P2, P3, P male. A person that is Omel and Yogea and is Mitzvah, his Kinyan and Teira is 100 times more. It's not only the Shaila of the hours, it's not only the Shaila of the days, it's not only a Shaila of the Kamus of the Dapim. It's Lefum Tzare Agre. Lefi the amount of Tzar, the Yogea that a person puts in into the Teira, his atzloche, his kinyan and teire, goes lefidem. Lefidem geide atzloche, lefum tzare agre. It's mevur in Tzvorim that the yesoid of the kinyan of teire, that lefum tzare agre, why it's like that? I understand, if we're going in the schar in Olam Haba, so it makes sense, lefum tzare agre, the more that you have tzar, you get more schar. But on the kinyan, the yedias ha-teire, the kinyan ha-teire, why it's megiad lefum tzare agre? It's mevur that the yediyas ha-teira and the kinyan ha-teira is not like all the other chochmas that you learn, you know, you're smart, you know. Kinyan and teira, be'etzem a person doesn't have no shaykhis to teira selaykim. Ach lemaro lemaskil. A person doesn't have no shaykhis to it. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a matone, we could sit and learn, we can have a chelek in teira. Vale tzadovor eloiki, tzadovor shmeimi. The kinyonim, the way to be zeicha and teira is not one and one is two. I learn, I'm smart, but maybe I will know. Lefum tzare agre. If you're more omel b'teira, you're more yogea b'teira, you have the kinyon and teira. Teira shalomati be'af, hish ondoli. This is the teira that a person knows. The hochim ista motzosto velo yogato, out timing. There's no way to have atzloch and teire if a person is not omel b'teire, if a person is not yogea b'teire. The only way to have atzloch is yegia b'teire. The first thing that a person has, why yegia b'teire gives the person the kinyan and teire? Because it becomes one with the teire. And Tzfarim state that you have, you know, the mei asfiras, the achona lekabolas ha-teire, it's memches kinyon ha-teire. So these are the memches yomim shaben Pesach leShavuot. The shaila is, but it's memtes. So some say that it's one day chazore of ale memches. But in the Rishonim is mevur that is one kinyan before the memches kinyanim shel teira. And that kinyan is to become one with the teira. The atzloche of a kinyan and teira is when a person becomes one with the teira. If a person becomes one with the Teira, then he has a kinyan in Teira. Then he's matzliach in Teira. If he doesn't become one with the Teira, there's no way that he'll be matzliach in Teira. The way that a person will be matzliach in Teira, if he becomes ki hem chayenu v'orech yomeinu, ki hem chayenu. Rabbi Akiva says kedogim ha'meshulim b'mayim. The way that a person can be matzliach in Teira is this is his life. He's one with the Teira. Then he has the atzloche. How a person becomes one with the Teira? The way the person becomes one with the Teira is A person, one day he learns, one day he doesn't learn. 1 hour he learns, 1 hour he doesn't learn, is no shaykhus to one with the Torah. No shaykhus. He's learning good, he's trying his best, but it's not one. To become one with the Torah, is when a person learns day by day, seder by seder. It's the only way to be one with the Torah. A person that learns one day and one day doesn't learn, learns one day and one day doesn't learn, does nishkin one with the Torah. He never has a hatzlocha. There's no siyata d'shmaya. The only way that a person can have a kinyan with the Torah and a hatzlocha and the amola shel Torah and the yotza shel Torah, the only way a person can get there is if he's one. One means three sdorim a day, of a full three sdorim. After night seder, he makes another kvias, noch alimut. It's the aleph beis. The second thing is, a person, Friday, Shabbos, on a hefsek. But if a person learns 3 days, 5 days, and Friday, Shabbos, he doesn't learn, chotishkin shaychas. There's no way to become one with the Torah. There's no way to be matzliach, to be connected. Only if a person is one, full snorim, noch night seder, ben asdorim, that person has to rest. But he has to be one with the Torah. Friday, Shabbos, that's the erste Sach. The zweite Sach, he's yogea b'Torah. He's interested to know. We're learning the sugya, bitul, first sugya. In the end, he has to know what's Rashi Takeh out, what's Tesis out, what's the Ran out, what's Rabbeinu Peretz out, what's Rabbeinu Nura out, what's Rabbeinu David out. He wants to know the Maisik, Klov, business off, and Pachus Yosef. His Omel is Yogea B'Toiro, Ki Em Chayenu. It's his life. If a person is in jail, he has to get out of jail. He figures out how to get out. He doesn't want to stay there. He wants to get out. If a person feels that Teire Ki Em Chayenu, then the person has a Hatzloche. Then the person has a Hatzloche. Sometimes it's hard. But echot betzar yoisu mimer shaloi betzar. Echot betzar yoisu mimer shaloi betzar. That's loche. When it's hard for a person to keep up, when it's hard for a person to shtol zu in ganzen, and he does it, echot betzar yoisu mimer shaloi betzar. It's hard for him. If I can't go, do it. 100 days you have. What you could do in 100 days in a zman, you could do in 1 day shtark. Be'omel shel Torah, be'yegiyah shel Torah. 1 day shtark, you could get so vayt. Mazor. Ish l'reyu yemer chazak. Ish l'reyu yemer chazak. Aber ich bet, people that can't shtotzu in ganzen, Baruch Hashem, the mir has so much shiurim. A lot of shiurim, Baruch Hashem. It's Rabbi Safsali b'midrashe. If someone feels that it's not for him to shtol zu in ganzen, I'm asking him not to come. I prefer the guys that shtol zu, that we could shtay together, the leichte masechto, asach to omel, asach to aravanya together. I want the oilam that could shtol together, to work together. This is the oilam that I want. Those oilam, oh Hashem, it's a lot of shiurim, and I want to be insulted. Again, I'll be insulted if the guy stays. I prefer a guy that shtol zu in ganzen. If a person can't come Friday, don't come Sunday. Don't come Sunday. If you're not here Friday, please don't come during the week. If you're not here night Seder, don't come morning Seder. If you're not planning to know, when Rebbe the Hoshiba asked me personally, I thought that maybe we could do, at the end of the week, he wants that the Olam will come in once a week, and he will give a faher what we learned in Iyun. He said he'll promise he'll have a very shaka shaykhus to that oilam. Every week, Sunday, make up a time. They will divide the two groups. I think it's good also for the oilam. Mamish, tzarib chazen. I'm not saying yedel. We'll come out with the sugis with the ganze shtarkeit. Boitki mesachomets loir aner. One more zakhme before we start. Betake, but I want to finish in time. That shir starts 12 o'clock. I know the maise starts 12:05. Aber so, aber ich bet bei ihm, as guys come late, they cause a bit of terror for the guys that come in time. Und ich bet takele lo yoitze min haklal. Und ich bet takele lo yoitze min haklal. That 12 o'clock, 12 or 5, that everyone will be inside it, and we could start in time, and we could finish in time. And not everyone saying, Cheshvan, I'll be the last one. The one that's last one, he's the first one that causes the most bit of terror. He's the last one to come, but the first one to cause the bit of terror. Und ich bete, als jeder eine was ein der Zeit, could start in time, finish in time, could sagen, Shiu Bishu Vadas, could be maspik, so much to be maspik, dass es gepackte Sugis, gepackte Sugis. Ich bete, to be mishtadel. Oir la arboso, boit ki mesachomets lo oir amer. So the Mishnah brings down, oir la arboso, boit ki mesachomets lo oir amer. The boitki means you check the chometz to get rid of the chometz and to burn the chometz. It's the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph. The bdika is a chetimtza to find the chometz, to collect the chometz, and to get rid of the chometz, to throw it away, to burn it. Kol mokim she'ein machnisim by chometz, ein tzorich bdika. The place that is not becheskas she'machnisim by chometz, ein tzorich bdika. Mokim shemachnisim by chometz is tzorich b'dike. Now, the Rishonim and the Maaseh that they mevur in the Gemara, mokim shemachnisim by chometz tzorich b'dike doesn't mean a closet that you put inside chometz tzorich b'dike. Even a place that you could assume that maybe chometz came in, also you have to check it. A place that is motzui that chometz will come in, that is the Dukim and Rashi, but mokim that chometz is bederech klal could come in there, even if you don't know for sure that chometz came in, it's also considered mokim shemachnisim by chometz, mokim that you could assume that chometz came in. Aber mokim she'ein machnisim by chometz, ein tzorich bdike. Frag the Mishnah Kasha on himself. How are you telling me that mokim she'ein machnisim by chometz, ein tzorich bdike? Bame omru bei shuris b'martef. So why in the basement do you have to check two shuris? Stoch hamokim she'ein machnisim by chometz. And for the Mishnah, mokim shemachnisim by chometz. We're talking in Azam Martef of wine that people sometimes the shamosh goes down during the meal and pitei beyodai. And the male is a chash that he left in the chometz. Those are the kasha and the teretz of the Mishnah. So again, what is the kasha of the Mishnah? Ubameh amru beishuras. How you tell me that mokim shein machnisim by chometz ain't tzarich b'dike? So why you have to check in the basement in the Martef shtei shuras? And the answer is, we're not talking on stama Martef. Martef shemachnisim by chometz, meaning that if the shamish goes down in the middle of the meal, and the man is a chash, that Peter b'yadah, and he left it down there. Frank the Velt, the Eisen Ekash. The Tana said, mokim shein machnisim by chometz ain't tzarich b'dike. Frank the Mishneh, Ashlok, how you telling me mokim shein machnisim by chometz? Ein tzorich b'dike. Are you telling me mokim shemachnisim b'chometz ein tzorich b'dike? I have a kasha from Martef. I have a kasha from Martef. Why Martef? You have to check shtei shuras. So what the Gemara wanted when the Gemara, the Mishnah asked the kasha from Martef to prove that what? That even mokim shein machnisim b'chometz, the Gemara taught in the kasha as the Martef is not a Martef shemachnisim b'chometz. The Gemara thought it's a Martef Shein Machnisim Bechometz. And even so, you see that you need a Bdike. So it's a Raya that Mokim Shein Machnisim Bechometz needs a Bdike. Right? This is what the Gemara wanted to prove. That even Mokim Shein Machnisim Bechometz Tzorich Bdike. Fashteinish. So why you don't have to check the whole Martef? Leshitoscho, so check the whole Martef. Minei vebei muchach that Mokim Shein Machnisim Bechometz doesn't need a Bdike. So what are you asking in me, Akasha? What are you asking me, Akash? How I said Mokim Shem Machnisim by Chometz ain't Tzorich B'dike, so why you need to check in the mouth of Tushuras? So what is a riot? What do you want to prove? And Mokim Shem Machnisim by Chometz, Tzorich B'dike, right? This is what you want to prove. Mokim Shem Tzorich B'dike. No, so why I don't have to check the whole mouth of?
Chometz only comes in partway.
What?
Don't bring the Chometz in a little bit.
No, you want to prove that Mokim Shem ain't Machnisim by Chometz Tzorich B'dike. What is the most Akash? I said Mokim Shem Machnisim Bechometz Ein Tzorich B'dike. Frag the Mishnah, you're wrong. Chabakashe von Martef. Chabakashe von Martef. Chabakashe von Martef. Martef, you see, you have to check even Shein Machnisim Bechometz. And the Gemara, it's Mokim Shem Machnisim Bechometz. It's Mokim Shem Machnisim Bechometz. אבל נגמור הם בקשה, נגמור את עוד, תת מרתם וסמוכים שהם מכניסים בחומץ. And the Gemara wanted to shlug. How you telling about Mishnah Machnis in Chomet and Tzorich Bdike? Chomet Kasher from Maltev. Ich verstehe nicht. Mit Maltev in Neve Beis Gmuch Hashem Bok Mishnah Machnis in Chomet and Tzorich Bdike. It's Gmuch in Neve Beis from Maltev. Why is it short? Why is it short? That's what I'm asking. So it's time a shver price. Maltev is a shver azach. But what do you want from me? I'm saying Mokim Shem Achizim Bechomet Ein Tzor Abdike. You're coming to shlug me up for Martev. Stop Martev in Eve Beis, Muchach like me. Till you're telling me that from the beginning of Martev you see not like me, from the end, from the fact that the rest of the Martev you don't have to check, you vital see like me. So till you ask me a Kasha Einweg, I'll bring you a Raya in a second way. So there's no Raya from there. The answer could be the same answer, Takim Mokim Shem Achizim Bechomet, and אבל what is the Gemara's kasha? במה אומרו, היי, כותבים בוקר שמכניס בחומץ, אין צורך בדיק, יחוב הקשה פול מרתף, מיני ובס, מוכר פקרת? So the world says על זה. Maybe later we'll see under the terrace, בעזר השם, when we learn דוח נסוגי, as if to remember this kasha, maybe we'll see a גבלדיק in terrace on this kasha. אבל the vile, but the world says, וייסטויס in the mishne, as it. וייסטויס, that is three madreges, if מוכר שמכניס בחומץ. And I'll explain it. It's very poshut. It's one place. Mokish machnisim bechomets doesn't mean places that pieces of chomets were dafka there. Even places that you could assume that maybe someone went in with chomets, you have to check. What is mokim she'ein machnisim bechomets? That I don't have to assume that someone put chomets inside it. I don't have to assume. Now, Moshe, I have a top closet. I don't have to assume that someone put chomets inside. But I will ask you a shaila. You open your top closet, mitamo, and you find chomets. But you, it's mamish amot nezach, a tzorich here. Ah, mistom, someone went up and he put it, right? Abi nanu chuyu to check there. You have a top closet of clothes, mokim shei machnisim bechomets. Ah, boom, you went, boom, you find your chomets. Atake, mol, atake, put a box there of cookies. Not a tzorich here. It's a mokim shei machnisim bechomets. You're not mechuyu al pi halacha to check. We'll see later in the Ran, what a deal with the Evid was Chomets was there, if you're Oynes, if you're Potru, this is really a Limul Farzich, the second part of the Ran. But if you find your Chomets, Ishkin Amot Nezach, but that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, Kake. Without the Mishnah, I would say, I have to check through the whole house. Because maybe Chomets is there. Chomets is left there, I say. Check. Places that I could assume, and even places that I don't have to assume. Maybe it's Chomets there. I'm going to over a left there, I say. Maybe. Check. The chiddush of the Mishnah's name. Mokim shemachnisim boy that I could assume that chometz is there, I have to check. Mokim shein machnisim, I don't have to check. Now, there's another kind of places that it's even less from that. It's impossible to get there. Avad it. Could be someone will take out five chavias of wine and will hide a piece of chometz inside and will close it. Everything could be. But this is already a double rochoik me'oit. Dear, the Gemara never had a tzad that needs a bdikah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is the madrege base, the top closets. That misvara, I would say, you're right that it's not the derech to put chometz, but it could be that chometz is there. Who said that you don't have to check? A big chiddush of the Mishnah. A big chiddush of the Mishnah. A big chiddush of the Mishnah. Mokim she'ein machnisim by chometz, ein tzorich v'rik. A mokim that is not derech to put in chometz, I'm not mechuyev to check. I'm not mechuyev to check. Mokim shemachnisim in chometz, I'm not mechuyev to check. That's the good for the chiddush of the Mishnah. Mokim shemachnisim in chometz, I'm not mechuyev to check. Zog the Gemara, I see from Martev not like that. The Gemara thought that it's a Martev that I don't have to assume that people came down with bread, and even so, I have to check shtei shuras. And for the Gemara, it's mokim shemachnisim. It's a Martev that people take wine in the middle of the meal. Over the behind chaviyos. Dear Stamen, there's no tzad bichlal that you have to check. This is a vital tzad. That the Gemara never had a tzad. That's the lechura b'ashkofa rishoyno, that the chiddush of the Mishnah, that mokim shein machnisim b'chometz in tzor v'digge, the chiddush is mekoymes, that chometz could be, but it's not the derech to bring the chometz. And of them the Mishnah patters, and of them the Gemara wants to shlug it up for Martev. Over the inside of the Martev, that's bichlal, there's no tzad in the world. Avada, a person doesn't have to check, and there was never a sargadaito that you mechuyev to make bdikah. finishes the Mishnah. So what? Gradly we mentioned the Beishuras. What is the Beishuras? B'shamer imrim Beishuras afnei kol amartem. ובסילה להם שישורס החיציין לשם האליילס. זאת רשי. אולה ארבו עשור גרסינה. רישיינים have different גרסורס here. עוד רשי סקומית ובמפקיע. לאויר הנר בגמור מפורש שתיים. לאויר הנר בגמור מפורש שתיים. מציין here is מציין דף זיין עמוד בייס. יש לזה כלו. בויטקין. בויטקין שלא יעבור עולו ובלירו ובלימות. בויטקים שלא יעבור עולו ובלירו ובלימות. So the חידוש הערים פרק דה השטר כקש. Rashi's order in the Mishnah is a modern order. Our Mishnah, the Gersa we have, is Orla Boso, Boitkim is a Chometz Loiraner. Rashi first explains the word Loiraner, and then explains the words Boitkim is a Chometz, Mishtaz Azach and the Gan Chas. You explain the end before you explain the beginning? Says one Ma'adura, Ma'adura Zvakshav. They changed it. Rashi al Arif Shet Klo Azib Unzer Gersa. Rashi al Arif Shet Azib Unzer Gersa. But Gmoras Vakshav changed it. Aber sein argument ist nicht das sein rasch er rief also steht das wie unsere aber ich möchte schon fragen die kasche na or ist doch why rashi first says loiraner and then explains boitki I'm more from that the shrill let me sagen rashi felt for a reason to explain it he didn't explain nothing before him before steinme gar nicht gesagt for gar nicht gesagt the change the order ist doch aber nicht schwer if rashi had to say what is a candle why isn't there a gap to know Say it also to Shvelke. First Rashi, go to the order. Don't explain the second word before you explain the first word. But Rashi doesn't explain. It's Gomish. So if anyway Rashi is not explaining, so say the Mishnah, Boit Gim is a Chomet, Shliyavu Baliroi Balimotze, Lo'i Ramel, B'gmor, Mephore Shtayin. It's a Shtarki Ored Obedas Rashi. Shtarki Ored Obedas Rashi. Now, before we have to know, when Rashi says, B'gmor, Mephore Shtayin, Avelche Gmor Rashi goes. The Mitzayan here in the brackets was Mitzayan Zayin Amud Beis. Zay also is Mashmar Chidush Aran, the beginning of the Ran. And as the Gemara in the Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara in the Zayin Amud says, Ra'er Aler Minolon. The Gemara learns out state Balimotze, and we learn out from Chippus, from Yosef. We learn Imotze from Chippus and Chippus from Ner and Ner Achapes Ushalayim Baneiros. The Gemara has the drosh. Rashi is this what the Mitzayin that Rashi means the drosh and the Zayin Amud Beis. A bit of shver Rashi had to say Begmorah Meforish Minolon, not Begmorah Meforish Taime. And the Zogin Rashi means the Gemara and the Dalet and the Ches Oir Aner Yofel Ebdike. Chesnish. Sibar. Not me ending in the Rashi. Vameh Ovu Lekamon Memaslis Nishtishu Vishul Chavir Sasduris Bemartav Shil Yayin צורך לבדק ביניהם אחרי שאמרנו כל מוקם שמכניסים בחומץ עם צורך לבדק לא מהוצרכו לבודקון ומפורש לא יאמרו לו במרטף שמכניסים בחומץ אני רוצה שדרך להכניס בחומץ כי אין מרטף שמסתפק ממנו יין לשולחון היו פעומים שהשם יש המילים זה יין ואפשר שפיתי ביודי בפרשת זה פיתי ביודי כשהיין כל הנכנס למרטף לא עובי יין שתישור הספני כל אמרת בגמור מפורש מאי שתישור הסחיציינס מפורש בגמור So Rashi is מפורש the Mishnah that the בדיקה of the Mishnah is שלא יעבור אולוב בבלירו או בלימות So לא מהית צחון דו to be mind with the מחלי כס Rashi and Tesis but לא מגן כסי First, what state in Rashi? I want to be mind with the steps that will have it clear What state in Rashi? פויטקי מסחומץ שלא יעבור אולוב בבלירו או בלימות שלא יעבור אולוב בבלירו או בלימות So Rashi is מבור that the בדיקה is כדי that the person will not be over בלירו או בלימות that you will not נכשול in the איסור of בלירו או בלימות משמע פון Rashi that the חיוב בדיקה is a בדיקה דרי רייסה I will explain what I mean to say. But I'll try to make it very poshut that we could build up the steps. You could have said, Lulei, what we're going to say now, you could have said that Be'emes, midoi reise, a person bichlal doesn't have to check chomet. Steht bali roe u bali motze. I see chametz, I'm not allowed to have chametz. I have to look for the chametz. Yes, I have to look for the chametz. Maybe I have in my house. If I'll find it, I'll throw it. Why I have to check? Mechateza to check. The Nesivus in Mekor Chaim, in Mekor Chaim, in Mekor Pesach, the Nesivus says that it's as if a bdikas tiloi. Person going to eat a fruit, maybe there's bugs inside. So he has to check. Because if not, he's going to eat bugs. Maybe he has chametz in his house, so he has to check. But you could have said, maybe a person doesn't have to check midereise. Midereise is baliroi or balimotze. You have to check, shiloyavir baliroi or balimotze. But be'emes, that chelek, that a person is mechuyav to check, shiloyavir baliroi or balimotze, is a gemara and daf dalet umud beis, and a gemara and daf yud umud beis. A yud umud alef. The Gemara says in Daled Amud Beis, "V'dikas chometz derabonon, demideoiraise bebitul be'al mesagi." The Gemara says, "Why noshim ve'avodim anemol al abdike? She'v'dikas chometz derabonon, demideoiraise bebitul be'al mesagi." So state klor in the Gemara that without bitul, v'dikas chometz would be deoiraise. V'dikas chometz derabonon, demideoiraise bebitul be'al mesagi. But only because midoy raisi bebitul be'al mesagi. Now, if you want to be maimin, noshim v'ktanim v'avodim that they did b'dike, the Gemara says the reason I'm allowed to trust them is because b'dikas chometz is the rabbonon, because midoy raisi bebitul be'al mesagi. But state on bitul, you need to do b'dike midoy raisi. On bitul, you need to do b'dike midoy raisi. No, but I'm saying again, I could have said that midoy raise on bitul I also don't have to check. I'm not allowed to keep chometz. I have to look for chometz. Don't state in the Gemara in Daf Dalet that midoy raise be bitul be'al mesagim because chometz derabonon. Our lo yitzir of bitul will not help midoy raise. You would need to go and search and look for the chometz. When Azay state in the Gemara in Daf Yud, the Gemara in Daf Yud speaks about sofek. Chometz, sofek al, sofek loy al, you have a sofek if you made a bdika or not. And the Gemara says, bdikas chometz derabonon, dimidoy raise bebitul baal mesagi. When Azay state in Tesis, Tesamut Beis, the last Tesis in the Amut, and one before the last one, Tesis says, v'yishloimar, that if a person didn't do bitul, he's mechuyev to make a bdika midoy raise. So the fact that you need to do a bdika midoy raise to look for the chometz is an often a Gemara. If it's misvora like bdikas triloim, that while bederech klal people have chometz in their house, so you have to assume that chometz is left. So you have to check, because if not, it's a chashash isu day raise, or we learn it out from tashbisu, or we learn it out from droshes, chveis nishmuvu. But it's mevur in the gemara that I have a chiyuv to check that there is no chometz left, and it's a chiyuv day raise. So the etzem adovo. That bdike could be shelo yavir baliroi balimotze. I'm chuyuv to check shelo yavir baliroi balimotze. This is a gemara and of dale. This is a gemara and of you. This is a tesis. No vos. But from that gemara alone is the kasha and Rashi. But the gemara says that midai raise bebitul be'al mesagi. That if you do bitul, you take care of the baliroi balimotze, and you don't need to do a bdike. So how Rashi explains in the Mishnah that the purpose of the bdike is shelo yaver baliroi balimotze? The Gemara alein state that midoy raise bebitul be'al mesagi. Midoy raise bebitul be'al mesagi. So how Rashi learns in the Mishnah that the reason and the purpose to do bdike is shelo yaver baliroi balimotze? So what some want to say that it's not true, that the Mishnah is talking if a person didn't do bitul. This is the wrong way to learn.
How are you supposed to know what chametz you have if you don't check? How are you supposed to know what chametz you have if you don't check? You don't know what you have until you check.
So b'meila what?
So you have to do bitul, you don't know what you have.
No, I do bitul, I'm not
even b'leroi.
Well, I'll do bitul. Why I have to do bdika? Again, I'm asking that a person has to check. Before a person does bitul, he has to do bdikim in the raise shelo yaver. It's also a chidush, because maybe I don't have sofek isu. Sofek the raise, maybe the raise lekule lechuma veisach nish. Sofek isu. Who said I'm chayav to check? I'm chayav to check. State in the Gemara in Daf Dalet, you're chayav to check. State in the Gemara in Daf Yud, you're chayav to check. Maske. But in that Gemara state, that if you do bitul, you're not over baliroi. And Rashi says you have to do the bdikas shilayavir baliroi balimotze. So some want to say, they think even that the Ran said that they claim, as the Pshat is, that the Mishnah is talking that he didn't do bitul. I'll tell you why it's so far. Bez Hashem, we'll go to the Ran. The Ran is a limut farzich to chalokim in the Ran. The Gemara states in Daf Dalet that midoraisa bebitul be'al mesagi, and even so you need to do bdika, right? Right. The Gemara in Daf Dalet states that you trust the noshim ve'avodim that he did bdika, because midoraisa bebitul be'al mesagi. So and bdikas chometz is the rabbonon. Why you have to make bdika? Why in Daf Dalet you have to make bdika? Why in Daf Yud you have to make bdika? Why you have to make a bdika? I ask you, why you have to make bdika? I ask you, why you have to do bdika? Rashi says the bdika shiyav baliroi balimotze. So the Gemara has a nuzach, and Rashi never explained why the Gemara says bdika. But it's two sugyas. The sugyas in bdikas chometz, the dalet, the zayim, ches, tes, yud. We're learning an arm mishnah. No shaykh is to arm mishnah. Arm mishnah is a bdika from baliroi balimotze. If you didn't do bitul, if a person does bitul, it's a new takon of the rabbanon for different reasons. Shemir v'loch, what you want to say? And of them, gate Rashi. Yalla ladas. Rashi explains that the bdika is shelo yavir baliroi balimotze. Shteit klor in Rashi. We're not going to the madreges. Shteit klor in Rashi. And as they shteit Rabbeinu David. That lefi Rashi, even after bitul, Chazal said to do bdike. They said not to trust the bitul, to do bdike. But what is the gather of the bdike? Shelo yavir baliroi balimotze. Dahay, midoy raisa, you could do bdike shelo yavir baliroi balimotze. You could do bitul. Chazal said, don't trust the bitul. You have to do bdike. But what is the gather of the bdike? What do you have to do before bitul? You have to do bdike. Chazal said, even if you did bitul, kilu you didn't do it, and do bdike now. Don't trust the bitul, do a bdike of a what bdike? Shelo yavir baliroi balimotze. Loshta shulchan aruch harav is, v'mi shelo ibodak lefi Rashi, oivir baliroi derabonon. Midrabonon, kilu the bitul didn't work. If you did bitul and you didn't do bdike, you oivir baliroi derabonon. Chazal said, you can't trust the bitul. Chazal said you have to do a bdike. Shelo yavir baliroi balimotze. I'll explain it in a second more. But I'm long again. First the cloud. This is the yesoid b'das Rashi. The yesoid b'das Rashi is that the bdike today is a bdike shelo yavir baliroi balimotze. What is the bdike that we're doing? We're doing a bdike shelo yavir baliroi balimotze. Nishmel from them. Lefi tesis, the bdike is. Shelo yovei lo ochloi. Atakone de rabbonon shelo yovei lo ochloi. Chshash, a person will come to eat it. Lefi Rashi, we didn't make nuchshoshes shelo yovei lo ochloi. Hot mishkin shaykhes, we don't have shaykhes to these chshoshes. Lefi Rashi, the bdik is shelo yavir bali roi bali motze. As they did before bitul. Why you have to do bdik? Midai rais, shelo yovei bali roi bali motze. Lefi teizi, but no, bitul does not negea. No, it's a new takone. Lefi Rashi, the takone of bdik is exactly the same takone from before. As even before you have to make a bdikah shelo yavir baliroi balimotze, Chazal said the bitul is not enough, and again you have to do a bdikah shelo yavir baliroi balimotze. Does it the gather of the bdikah? You're doing the same bdikah from before. I will explain it in a second more. But one first, I have the akdoras advorim. Lefi tesis, I'm checking shelo yavir lo ochloi, and lefi Rashi, I'm doing the bdikah shelo yavir baliroi balimotze. Maybe I have chometz, and maybe I'm over baliroi balimotze, so I have to check. I did bitul, Chazal said don't trust the bitul. So I'm kiilu holding me before the bitul, and again I'm checking for the chometz. Shema, I'll be over baliroi balimotze. This is the gather of Chazal. Chazal tell me to check. Shema, I'm over baliroi balimotze. This is what I'm doing, lefi Rashi. Lefi tesis, no, it's baliroi. We knew you took care. You did bitul. Now you're doing a bdikah for a different reason. You know why you're doing bdikah? You're doing a bdike, Hashem will yavir la'ochloi lefi teisus. The shayla is lefi Rashi, but why? Why not to trust the bitul? I did bitul, I took care of it. Why not to trust the bitul? What? Why not to trust the bitul? Why not to trust the bitul? This is Tesis Kashi Be'etzim. We'll see about the taste inside. Abadasi Be'etzim, Tesis Kashi. Why not to trust the Bitul? why not to trust the bitul? The right, we explained it. The gather is kilu on bitul lefirashi. And the melech shem bali roi bali motze. Lefitesis shem yovel ochel. But why lefirashi not to trust? So then we have be'etzem three mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Ran brings down, not the beginning of the Ran. The beginning of the Ran we'll see later is the andere zachim gantz and no shaykhs to this shayla bichlal. Even though it looks that the Ran in the beginning is speaking about this shayla. The Ran in the Hemshech HaDvorim says, why you need b'dike and you can't trust the bitul? Zog the Ran, shemo lo yibit lo yofe. What is bitul? Sheyachshiv kimisheinoi veyosi machometz keofor. He has to be machshiv the chometz keofor keafor de'are. This is what he has to machshiv the chometz kimisheinoi that it's afre be'alme. So Bali has to machshiv the chometz keafor be'alme kimisheinoi. Maybe he will not have mamash machshove that it's keofor, and b'meila the bitul will not be chal. So Chazal v'choishes that the bitul is not chal. So they told him you have to do a b'dike. Shemo yavir baliroy balimotze. So the gather is you have to do a b'dike shelo yavir baliroy balimotze. The haynu, don't kilu you didn't do bitul and now you're checking maybe you have chometz and maybe you have baliroy balimotze. And why we not saying the bitul? Because b'choishes shemo loy bit loy yofe. Don't see the mahalach mudaran. Shein the mahalach. So the b'dike is mamish baliroy balimotze. Either bitul, maybe it's garnish. So I'm holding it. I'm holding at the beginning. Maybe I have chometz. Maybe I'm holding baliroy balimot. Maybe I need a b'dik. That's the shitas Rashi. The Bar Tanura on the Mishnayos says under it maybe. Madgish good about the Tanura. We'll see later the cheshbonos. Stadlers mechashben. But b'ashkaf rishoyno. Zok the Bar Tanura. Maybe you'll be choizer in the middle of Pesach from the bitul. Machshiv ki mishayino yetzke afre daare. Erev Pesach, you're the ganze yislaibis. But in the middle of Pesach, you'll find a nice piece of cake, and you'll wait already that Pesach will finish and you could eat it. And in that moment, you're choizer from the bitul. And if you're choizer from the bitul, in that moment you're choizer from the bitul. So while you're choizer from the bitul, the mele be yoyve bali roi bali motze. So Chazal didn't want you to be semech on the bitul, and they said the mele. You have to make a bdike. And again, the Zelma Lomdes. The bdike is keilu nishgiven abitul. I'm checking shelo yavir baliroy balimotze. What? I'm choyza. I like it now. Ba. We'll see later the Lomdes. We'll see later the Lomdes. How the I thought it's afre. Now I think it's not afre. Ba. We'll see later if it's lemafre, if it's mikan dole abod mezeh. I'm not with you. We're not going with the Gemara. Shemo yimtzo gluske no, and he will come to eat it. The Bar Tanura is not speaking in the chash that he will come to eat it. The Bar Tanura is talking about he will leave it and he will not eat it. But the chash is that he will change his mind from the bitul. He will change his mind from the bitul. Tezis Rabbeinu Peretz. Tezis Rabbeinu Peretz brings down from Rabbeinu Yechiel mi Paris a third Teretz. Chazal v'choishesh that a person will forget to do bitu. Why? It's dibur be'alme. Dike is a maise. Dibur be'alme, a person forgets. And it's a shtig of siyate for it from the Gemara and Davov Amud Beis. The Gemara and Davov Amud Beis ask the Kasha, we know Aboidek Tzorch Sheyevater. We do the bitul twice, right? We do it miyad after the bdike by night. The Loi Chazisir, the Loi Chamite, the Loi Biyarte. We do a bitul by day, B'shas Desreif. And the Gemara asks, why we need to do a bitul by night? B'shas is by night. By night you check, because Oiran Neo Yofel Abdike. But the bitul, do it in the morning. So the Gemara, a person will forget. It's not a set time. It's time in the morning he will do it. When? B'shas the b'dike, when he's busy, then a person remembers to make bitu. Stam, a person could forget to make bitu. Again. So because they were scared that he will forget, so they said, with cloth, not to trust the mahalach of bitu, to go with the mahalach of b'dike. But what is the gathering of the b'dike? To look at it. So even if a person did bitu, Aber Chazal were not soymech on the bitul, and they said you have to make a bdike to check that maybe the chum is near. Shelo yavir olav baliroe balimotz. We'll see by Ezra Hashem, we'll go deeper to the sugya, that in Rabbeinu David, and in the Ran himself in the Inami, but this I'm saying now in brackets, because I don't want to fatumul, they say Nocha Hezber in Rashi, that the reason Chazal said to do bdike and not to be soymech on the bitul is mitzad shemo yavir leochle. This is what the Ran says, Inami and Rabbeinu David also. But not that the Bdike is Shemo Yavri Le'ochloi, Chas V'Sholem, this is Thesis, we're not going with that. The Bdike is, like Rashi explained, Shemo, Shelo Yavri Baliroi Balimotze. This is the Bdike. Why they said to go with the Mahalach of Bdike to take care of Baliroi? And they didn't trust the Mahalach of Bitul, because in the Mahalach of Bitul, maybe you'll come to eat. Although, what is the Chefze of the Bdike? The chetzev, the bdike is shelo yavir olav baliroi balimotze. The purpose of the takone not to trust bitul was shemo yavir leochloi. But the chetzev of the takone is don't trust the mahalach of bitul, do the mahalach of bdike. But they didn't make up a new takone de rabbonon. Use the takone as chazal, the takone as hateire to check chometz shelo yavir olav baliroi balimotze. Ma she'egel lefi teisves, the bdike is stam eichet timtze shelo yavir leochloi. Rab Kiva Eger and the Gilna Shasir is Mitzayan at Tesis and the Yudah Mudbeis. The Tesis and Yudah Mudbeis Be'etzem speaks out what we said now very, very close to have the two tzedonim of the Machlekes. The Mishnah and Yudah Mudbeis state, Mishaloi Bodak Betoich HaMoyet Yivdoik Le'achar HaMoyet. A person forgot to do Bdike Betoich HaMoyet Yivdoik Le'achar HaMoyet. Rashi optaishes pshat. Rashi zoktaze. What is Mishaloi bodak betoich hamoyed yivdoik le'achar hamoyed? Rashi takes the words of the Mishnah and turns them around. Mishaloi bodak lifnei hamoyed and betoich hamoyed means and the right time to check means erev Pesach. Yivdoik le'achar hamoyed means it Pesach. The moyed doesn't go on yontif. The moyed, moyed is a zman, right? Moyadim is zmanim. Mishaloi bodak betoich hamoyed means erev Pesach, when it's the richtige zeit, yivdoik le'achar hamoyed in Pesach. This kipshut means mishaloi bodak betoich hamoyed, you didn't check in Pesach, you check after Pesach. Zok Teisus, the last Teisus in Yudah Mudbeis. It's mi zok Teisus and Rashi l'shitoso. Rashi never learned that it's a bedikah shemo yavri le'ochle. The whole chefze of the bdike is baliroi balimotze. If Pesach passed, there's no more baliroi balimotze. There's no reason to check after Pesach. If Pesach passed, there's no reason to check. Noch Pesach is no reason to make a bdike. There's no baliroi balimotze noch Pesach. So Rashi cannot learn that as a takona to check after Pesach. So Rashi had to optaish the Mishneh. Mishaloi bodak betoich hamoyed means erev Pesach, yivdoik le'achar hamoyed bePesach. But noch Pesach is no reason. Ma she'ein gelefi mizok teisves shemo yavir le'ochloi. Chomesh ha'or haPesach is osur be'achile. Okay, it's a smaller issue. We have to know. It's a chorus, it's not a chorus. We'll see later when we go to teisves. But what we have here, we have a cloth in a kudu that we're trying to put out. The Yesoides dike part of the Machleikas. Before the Hezbein, the Yesoides Dike Nekudas HaMachleikas. The Yesoides Nekudas HaMachleikas is what is the Takonas Bdike of the Mishnah? Lefi Rashi, we're doing Takonas Bdike, Velche Bdike, the Bdike, the Eiraisa that exists before Bitul. So you're right, a person does Bitul, so Mide Eiraisa he's taken care of, Mide Eiraisa he's taken care of. Aber Mikol Mekoyim, Mide Rabbonon they said, don't trust it. But the Rabbanan said, don't trust the bitul, do the bdike. But what bdike is doing? The same bdike that a person had to do. The same bdike that a person had to do. Shelo yavir baliroi balimotze. The same bdike that a person had to do. Shelo yavir baliroi balimotze. Before he did bitul. So now when a person does bitul, Chazal told him, don't trust the bitul. Or but do the same bdike. Bdike shelo yavir baliroi balimotze. The Moshe will find later maybe Chomes that you're not over Baliroi Balimotze Levi Rashi, you don't have to look for. Lo yitzu in alayu bali roya bali motza in that chometz. Lefi Rashi, there's no reason to look for it. Lefi Rashi, be'etzem, I'm going back to the Deri Raisa. It's not new takona de rabbonon. The takona was, don't trust the bidul, do the bdikah. Ma she'engel lefi teisves, nay! Mitzad bali roya, it's taken care of. Now you're doing the new bdikah lefi teisves. What is the new bdikah you're doing lefi teisves? Shal yovel le'ochloi, a new takona de rabbonon. So Lefita is very good. The bidul takes care of the bali roeh. We're doing a new takona de rabbonon, and shaykh even after Pesach. It's shaykh even when there's no bali roeh. Maybe it's shaykh even on pirurim that is chotzi shiur. Could be even on chotzi shiur that is no bali roeh. Could be. Oh, but it's a takona shemayov elochloi. It's a takona de rabbonon shemayov elochloi. Lefi Rashi is no bdikah shemayov elochloi. It's not the sibas atakona in the Mishnah. The sibas atakona of the Mishnah is you make the bdikas bali roeh. Now, why Lefi Rashi we didn't trust the bitul? I know we said prima halchim. Shema le bitlo yofe, shema you will be choizah from the bitul, shema you will forget to do the bitul. This is the reason Chazal were not soymech on the bitul, and they said that you have to make the ozer bdika. The Welt wants to be moisif. Another way, we have to see the limud of the Ran, the limud of the Teisa. So, but first, b'das Rashi, the tchilas advorim. Lemaise is the Nozer Rashi. The Mishnah states, Ola Arboso Boitki Mesachometz Lo'ir Amer. So if we start to learn the Mishnah, now we know that there's two nigunim how to learn the Mishnah. Lefi Rashi, we're handling the Din Dei Raise. Maybe I'll explain a little bit. We asked you before, the Mishnah read mid bitul, on bitul. Why Rashi doesn't mention bitul in the Mishnah? It's not Nagia, he did bitul, he didn't do bitul. I think it's a takon and davov, a boydik torshi, a vatel, taka was a later takon. But the Mishnah is not negah to us if the person did bitul or didn't do bitul. It's not negah to us if he did bitul or not. Why? He needs to make a bdike sheloyavar baliroy balimotz. This is what this person has to do. I ask me a kash, if you will do bitul, you will take care of it. Chazal said it's not enough. But Ravada, the Mishnah is talking also that he didn't do bitul. The Mishnah is saying the halacha. You do a bdike shelo yavir baliroy balimotze. You do it midai raise on bitul. Later the Gemara said you have to do bitul. Nothing changed. This takona is a takona you have to do bdike. And don't do nothing else. And even if you did bitul, you have to do bdike. Maybe the Tanya doesn't need you to do bitul. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said, Abay Nitzor Shiyavatel. You also need to do bitul. Again, the Mishnah said do bdike. Sigh if you did bitul. Sigh if you didn't do bitul. Doesn't make a difference to the Mishnah. The Mishnah could talk with bitul, without bitul. The Mishnah is talking in a din deraisa. You do bdike shalayavir baliroy balimotze, and you're taking care of that. And this takes care of you. When you do bdike, it's enough. And the Shogun will explain later why it's enough. Why we're not choishish that chometz was left. Why I'm not mechuyev to do bitul. But the Mishnah is saying a din. Or le'arboso boitkin the bdike from baliroy. Mid bitul, on bitul, it's the same bazach. And maybe to make it more bechush. Like when you don't do bitul, you understand you have to do it seriously. It's the same thing with bitul. Because this is the takonet, to do a bdikah from baliroy balimotzer. This is Rashi. So Rashi is explaining the emes. Say mid bitul, say on bitul, the bdikah shaloyavir baliroy balimotzer. This is the bdikah of the Mishnah. Shaloyavir baliroy balimotzer. This is the real bdikah of the Mishnah, shaloyavir baliroy balimotzer. If he takes this, the Mishnah is noch bitul. The Mishnah bichlal didn't speak on that din day raise. It's a kleine dike takut the rabbonon. Shelo yomi leochloi. It's a zaitike knetch. A zaitike knetch. Takon the rabbonon. No shaykhis to the ganzen ber. Takon the rabbonon. Shelo yomi leochloi. It's a takon the rabbonon. Avad the Mishnah is noch bitul. And the redmish of the taking care of the problem with the raise. And we're talking about that knetch. Those are the two ways how to learn the Mishnah. Now listen carefully. I know it's a shtickl mechudish, but b'pshat it's gishmak. The Gemara says in Daf Zayin, minolam, that you have to check. So now remember what we're going to look for. The fit teisves, it's a takol de rabbonon, minolam, that you check oraner. Befi Rashi, the din day raise. Also, Chazal said, don't trust the bitu. But we're going to learn the chefze of the din b'dike. And the Gemara brings down a droshe. Achapes Yerushalayim b'neiroitz. And the Gemara says, it's a smachte be'alme. The fifth taste is what means a smachte be'alme. It's a takona de rabbonon. This Gemara can't be serious. Can't be really minolon. Can't be be'emes. It's a smachte be'alme. it's a takon of the rabbanon. Can be a drosha. What a drosha! It's a takon of the rabbanon. Shem leochlo. It's a drosha. The Gemara says, Zecher ladovo. Rashi and Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Look inside. Dibra Maschil Zecher ladovo. Rashi says that it's not a asmachte. Only the last knesh is a asmachte. The ner. Achabes Yerushalayim Baneirois. The ner is a asmachte. Because Dibra Teirim and Dibra Kabbalah lo yalfinen. Other the chibus. Now we learn out from Binyamin that the Divrei Torah and Divrei Torah lefi Rashi it's the Reis. Look at Rashi. Rashi says Zecher LaDovo, 8 lines in the bottom and Zayin Amud Beis. Ki LePerishis Rashi Meforish Kroy Eicher V'Rayim Mamesh Leser LaAsmachte BeAlme. The Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfina. This is on the candle. And Achapis Ushalayim Baneiros. The Drosh goes like this. Soir Lo Yimotze V'Achapis BaGodel V'Imtzo BaKotn. So the mele, we learn now that the metziah lo ba'al imotze is what chippus. Metziah mi chippus didei. V'chippus min eretz. So lefi Rashi comes out that is a gemore, that is a din b'dike day reis. And the gemore learns that this is the b'dike of our mishne. Min olam. Lefi tesis, you can learn that our mishne is day reis. It's a takon and a rabon, it's a asmachte ba'alme. So Rashi says, asmachte ba'alme. It's a smachte ba'alme, the whole thing.
Rashi learns it is.
Rashi learns it is. Tesis learns everything is a smachte ba'alme. So Rashi explains only the last part is not a raya. Tesis learns the whole thing is only a smachte ba'alme. A smachte, it's not a real hekesh. It's a smachte ba'alme. You know what's a smachte ba'alme?
It's
no raya. It's a smachte ba'alme. Who said it was Tel Aviv Kabbalah? Rashi says it. Tesis learned it's not a real drosha. There's a lot of things in Shas that are not a real drosha. We only the mashmoes. Balibotz and chippus me binyomi was the shaychas. Chappus shalayim. Drash. Drash. So I smacht about Rashi learned it's a real gemore. Rashi the shitose is no baya. Rashi learns that the din b'dik is a din day reise. The Mishnah is talking at the din day reise. The Mishnah told you, you do the din day reise and don't use bitul, because bitul is not enough. Even the rabbanon don't trust the bitul. Do the real din b'dik. But the Mishnah is talking the real din b'dik. The real din b'dik is shalayavu baliroi balimotze. Just the Mishnah is saying, don't, even if you do bitul lefi Rashi, the Mishnah didn't say bitul is a eitze. The Tana said, this is what you have to do. Why? Because the Tana has the three reasons why the Tana wants you not to be soymech on the bitul. But the Tana is handling the din b'dike, that is the original din d'oraisa. Just here the Tana said, don't trust bitul. If it tastes, the Tana bichlal is not talking about the din bitul b'dike d'oraisa. Of them we took here ages ago with bitul. Stam atakona de rabonot. As I'm a pshat agimor. Abrazei. Aber as hey, if God in the Pshat the Gemara, aber as hey, it's a Herzach and good. Rashi, when Rashi starts the Sugi, Rashi says, Leoir Aner, Begmorem Meforestein. Begmorem Meforestein. Leoir Aner, Begmorem Meforestein. Boitkim Shiloyavur Baliroi Balimotz. We ask the Kasha, why Rashi changed the order? Why Rashi changed the order? לפי דהם זה השתיקל גשמה ואל דגמורה איזו דרושה so וייסט אויס איז נשכן תקון את הרבון על דו וייסט אויס we have a legal day rights to do so the next Rashi has a siyata from the first Rashi look at so Rashi is being a siyata לדבור ואל אוי הנר מפורש בגמורה דן איזו דרושה so it can be a תקון את הרבון על הקטייסוס so why is a drosha? The Teretz is meret of the real din b'dike. The Meir is a trashi, boikim shelo yavr, bali roi, bali motz. Say, I'm asking, fault. It's mirmas b'das rashi, but it's gishmakir. Lefi teizis einech nami, lo ir aner, nigmor is asmachte be'alme. And I'll tell you more from that. If Rashi will learn that it's asmachte be'alme, Rashi will not bring down the gemara of Zayin. And the answer you'll see later, you'll see later, and the Ran, when the Ran wants the Miyasid Shitas Rashi, that it's a Bdike Dei Reise, the Ran brings the Raya from Daf Zayin. The Ran brings the Raya from Daf Zayin. The Ran says that Bdike helps me Dei Reise, he says, Kedamrim Begimor, that the Gemor has a Drosh. So Vashi das Rashi. That the Bdik is the Reise. So Rashi was the Gemara and the Zayin before the Boikim Shal Yavu Bali Roi Bali Mot. Lo Meheb Tzachor on the Tesis. Oir Le'arboso Boikim Es Achor. Tira Shakuntres Shal Yavu Rolov Bali Roi Bali Mot. The Kosheleri Kevon the Tzorich Bitul Kedah Amar Begimorea Boidik Tzorich Sheyevatel ומדי רייסה בביטול בעל מסגי על מה הצריכו חכום עם בדיקה כלל ונראה לריד האף על גב דסגי בביטול בעל מה החמירו חכום עם לבדי חומץ ולברוי שלא יובוי לאוכל זה לא נפחה לא כמן טייסוס let me get first תתחיל לעשות דבר טייסוס is coming and asking a kasha and rasha What is Tesis Kasha and Rasha? If you anyway have to do Bitul, so why to do Bdika? So first, Choyva Aleinu Leyashem. We said three good Tirutzim of Rasha. Shema Lebitul Yofe. Shema, he will find the chometz. Maybe he will forget. Tri gishmaket terutzim of Rashi. Why Tesis was meman and ala terutzim? Why Tesis is meman and ala terutzim? We have three good terutzim on Rashi. Why Tesis doesn't say even one of the terutzim? Sa, bildish, that treffen on the machleikas. Der Frevet und der Machleikas. Das ist one Sach, als man darf mir wahrer sein. Tchila Sad Vorim, we'll see this to Shem tomorrow, as Machleikas Rashi and Tesis and Dalad and Mutbe is what is Bitul. Rashi learns Bitul is like the Ran. Shiyachshu v'libo isha achomet shebi einoi. Tesis learns that Bitul is Gomish. It's Hefker. A chomet that is not yours, you're not over bali roi bali motze. Not because it's a new parsha of bitul. Parsha, it's a normal maise efker. This is in Dara Lamud Beis, it's Chilek and Rashi. This is the Mamas from the Reis of bitul Baal Mesagi. And we'll see that Rashi l'shito so you could answer like the Ran. Rashi l'shito so you could answer like the Baal Tenure. This is l'shito so you cannot answer like the Ran. Teis l'shitoso ilichuri cannot answer like the Baltanura. This is one chaylik we have to see. Chilas advarim in Teisvus. But another chaylik in Teisvus. Teisvus is only asking him Rashi akashe fun aboidek tzorich sheyevatel. Val aboidek tzorich sheyevatel. And you anyway have to do bitul. So why to do bdike? Aber why Teis didn't ask in the Gemara in Daf Dalet? Steht da mit der Reise bebitul be'al mesagi. And mit der Rabbonim, you need a bdike. So how Rashi could say that the bdike is shelo yavru bali roya bali motze? For bdike you could do bitul. I'm sorry, for bali roya you could do bitul. This didn't bother Teis of Rashi. Tesis didn't ask a kasha and Rashi for Baliroi as the Eitzeh of Bitul. Maybe as the Eitzeh, but Chazal wanted you to do something else. Why they didn't ask on Rashi? If it's the Eitzeh of Bitul anyway, why I'm mechuyev to check, I could do Bitul. Why Tesis asked to ask a kasha from Davov? I will ask a kasha from Davov. I will ask a kasha from Davdalet. Bitul helps, why you need Bdike? I think there's a chance for the kasha like that. If Bitul helps, I don't know, David, I don't know how it goes by you. I know Bdike, I'm going to tell me, it's the hardest thing in the world. It's very hard. It's one of the hardest, the hardest night in his life. It's very hard. Make a Bitul. The Mishnah says you have to check. I can do a Bitul, it's an Eitzah. The Tanan is Gevusa Sudha Eitzah. The Talmud is Gevusa Sidra Eitzah. Why this has to ask the Kasha and Rashi, and the Teretz will be Shavu Yom Ha'Ochel? The same Teretz. Taste didn't ask that kasha and Rashi. So you want the answer? He could have asked in Daf Dalet. He decided to ask better. A minute. Daf Dalet comes before Daf Vav, yeah? About, we asked, Taste could have asked. Daf Dalet said, Bitter else, why have to do this? And so we shouldn't ask. Taste is waiting Daf Vav. No. And you have to do bitul, so the bdik is unnecessarily. So you're right, could be he could have asked the kasha kmoishu, and he decided to ask the kasha better. Can't say. Ben Hashem, tomorrow we'll start to go in.